call from my son. How about that? Well, ladies and gentlemen, we do have in the studio Garrett Roach, accompanied by, I forgot the young lady's name again.
Elaine what?
Maybe you should just tell us right in that microphone, say it yourself, because I still don't think I got it. What is it?
My name is Elaine Pignani.
Elaine Pignani. That's a great name.
Thank you very much.
Well, welcome to the show. Welcome.
Thank you.
To the Monday afternoon show. And Garrett is back in the house again. I think he has a microphone ready. And who's that? Who do we got? How's it going, Rob? Welcome back to the show, Rob. Maybe you guys can actually share the microphone and we could all just rock and roll. So Garrett Roach, who's been in here a couple times now, he's been talking about the positivity group that he's been part of, which we all need more of that going on these days, ladies and gentlemen. Chris is not with us. Usually they got Chris with the ukulele. He's not here. Welcome to the show, Garrett. How's it going?
I'm about the happiest I've ever been in my life.
You're kidding me. Really?
I am not kidding.
And here we are on the Monday afternoon show.
In the least.
Witnessing this as we speak.
You bet we are.
Yeah. Good, man.
Woo!
Well, welcome back. And where is Chris today?
Thank you so much. That poor lad, he's a bit under the weather. He said, I think it's a cold coming on. But he said, if there's a next time, he said, I'd love to get on if I could. And he said, please... for us to keep him abreast of how it goes today.
Okay, will
do.
And
he said for us all to have fun.
Is he listening? He should be listening.
I'm not sure if
give
he
that
is
man
or not
a radio.
At the moment because
give that man a radio. Tell him to tune in to WGXC 90.7. Where else can you hear Garrett and company, Kieran with Lauren Hill in the background? What does she say? Yeah, and Rob, what's going on with you? Welcome back. I'm gonna say hello. That mic is on. One of you could wear these.
I'm happy to be back.
Okay, you're happy to be back?
I'm happy to be back on the air.
Okay. Garrett, tell us a little bit about, is there anything in particular that has spurred on this particular current happiness of yours?
Several things. Many things. First of all, how I've established myself here in Hudson. I mentioned a little bit about that in my first interview I did on WGXC on June 13th last year from the Spotty Dog. Mm-hmm. And my mom had passed away in May 2015, and I came over here to Hudson to be with her. And as I say, Hudson kind of found me. And just one thing after another is really coming together so well. Everything from my work. I actually work a shift at Walgreens tonight, 6:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. So as soon as I leave here, I'm headed up there. And just the friends I've built up here. And so many other things coming together all at once in my life. The positivity group I'm forming, the pen palling that I'm doing. Everything, you know, locally, nationally, internationally.
Yeah.
And...
things are growing, things are green, things are budding, blooming, all that good stuff.
Every day I'm out and about has turned into a celebration, I'm telling you. I mean, I could go on forever about it, coming from when my mom had her illness and I was her full-time caregiver. I was with her when she took her last breath. And times we had before that with family and such that, you know, they sound a little Twilight Zone-ish, if you might say. Not just to put it mildly, not too nice at times, but... now, as I say, it's only up from here.
Gotcha.
It is so many things coming together that I've never experienced before in my entire life. There's a few people I know 100% are listening right now who I'd love to give a shout out to.
Go give them a shout out right now, Garrett. Go for it. Who's listening to
Thank
my
you.
Show?
Everyone from my friends David and Carrie Linter on right here on Warren Street in Hudson. And sometime... Mr. Linter is considering coming on because he is on the verge, for one thing, of having a screenplay accepted at the moment. And he lived in the famous Chelsea Hotel at one time and is a has had some very interesting experiences as a severely disabled Vietnam veteran with a plate in his head. He walks with a cane. And I will never, ever, ever forget. He's like my brother. I will never, ever forget the two of them. And she says, I'm like your older sister, his wife, Carrie. And I'd also like to give a shout out to my friend in Japan, Masahiro of Ichinomiya City in Aichi.
No kidding. And, don't tell me he's listening.
He 100% is listening.
No way. From Japan?
Yes. Konnichiwa, Masahiro.
Masahiro. Oh, man. If Masahiro had a request, do you think he would want to hear something? What kind of music does he like?
He enjoys a variety of music. He actually enjoys Irish music as well. That's
Let's
actually
play some
how
of
we
that.
We've been. He's my longest standing pen pal. We've known each other for 13 years.
Okay, so pen palling it away. Garrett Roach here from Japan. Masahiro listening in on the Monday afternoon show. I'm flattered, I got to say. Thank you for having such wonderful listenership
You're
today.
Ever so welcome, Kieran. Awesome. We actually have a guest coming on my phone as well,
Natalie
from Brazil. She's going to tell us some jokes. And she has actually, in the recent past, studied for a year in university in Ireland.
Don't tell me she's calling from Brazil.
Technology. I'm actually prompting a Skype call to her, phone call to her, and she's going to tell us some jokes on air.
From Brazil?
From Brazil.
No way.
From San Carlos in Sao Paulo, which is near the Argentinian border.
Sao Paulo.
Yes.
I was invited to Sao Paulo. I never
Were
went.
You really?
I was.
Oh, my
I had a housemate named João, and it spelled it J-O-A-O or something. It looked like João, but he says João. And he taught us capoeira and what was the other thing that went with that? What's the drink? What's the drink he taught us how to mix? The, caparini. Caparini? Is that the drink with mint and rum? And anyway, it's a good drink.
I haven't heard of it yet. I'll have to mention it to now.
So, Elaine, how are you doing today? How are you feeling as far as...
I am feeling well today. Yeah? Yes, I am.
Good. You up there with the happiness factor, too?
I sure am. Feeling good on this gloomy day.
Yeah, it got a little cloudy, but it was not so bad earlier.
It'll get better.
It was cool today, right?
It sure was.
Yeah.
But it's May. It's only so cool it can get.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm ready for a little bit more warmth and sunshine. I bet some others are, too.
So am I.
Yeah. Good. So everything going well with you? How's... You're here in Hudson, right? You live here in Hudson?
Yes, I live right on Warren Street, 720 Warren Street. Great place to live.
Yep. Good stuff. And how's everything down on Warren Street these days?
Wonderful.
On the 700 block.
Lots of art, lots of culture, lots of new eateries and boutiques.
Yep.
And the Opera House is just, they finally got that theater up and running.
No way.
Yes.
One upstairs?
Upstairs.
No way.
Yes, I am so excited.
It was so much work that needed to be done, though.
But
I guess
they did it. They
nice
did it.
Nice job, Opera
yes,
House people.
All right.
Kurt, I know you're listening, buddy. Me and Kurt worked for the Opera House people several times. I only worked a couple times for the guy. Gary, I think his name is. I helped hang the blocking of the windows, like this big black whatever that needed to block all the light out of the window so they could do some kind of photo shoot up there or whatever. Whoa, the chieftains are skipping. You got the chieftains over here in the background, too. Well, that's great. So you're down with the Opera House. We love those creative folks down there.
Yes, they're wonderful.
Cool.
I happen to love the chieftains. They're a great band.
They are. This is an interesting album. This is called An Irish Evening, live at the Grand Opera House. We were just talking about the Opera House. But this is in Belfast with Roger Daltrey and Nancy Griffith.
Well, my mother was born in Belfast.
No way.
She sure was.
Really?
Yes.
And how'd she make it out of there alive?
Well, my father, she was traveling. She was she was traveling Europe just to travel because she just wanted to get out and see the world and everything. I can't tell too much of her story because, Mom, if you're listening, I will be in big trouble.
Oh, Mom, I'm sure she'd be forgiving. But so she was traveling Europe,
And she was hitchhiking with a friend of hers.
Cool.
And along comes this van with my father and a friend, and the rest is history.
And it was before he was your father.
Before he was my father.
Okay, the rest is history. A van.
Yeah.
Let me guess. Was this the 1960s when they met? Yes. Awesome. That sounds great. Well, that's a great story, Elaine.
Yes, thank you.
I keep wanting to say Elena, but it's Elaine.
Elaine, yes.
Okay. All right. Rob, what's going on? Tell us. How are you feeling today?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
Very good.
You got up in that mic there. Good. That's good.
Is modulating there?
Yeah. Is your happiness factor doing okay?
Yeah. I have something prepared later when it's time.
Some yellow paper with things written down on it.
Yes,
what do you got for us?
A little something about Columbia County.
Okay.
I just
some historical contributions?
Yes, sort of an intro to future broadcasts.
Okay. I was thinking like futuristic cities.
Oh.
Future broadcasts.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have some historical Columbia County information. That's great. And Garrett's got people in Japan listening, and he's got an associate in Brazil Skyping in. Is that really still true? I find that just absolutely amazing that could possibly happen. What's her name again? What's her name, Garrett?
Natalie Vargas
from the Sao Paulo region of Brazil, calling in the Monday Afternoon Show, just because that's what you do when you're in Sao Paulo, just when you have time.
And also, I'll just give a shout out to, again, to my dear co-workers at Walgreens, who are like family to me, and I've learned firsthand in life, sometimes it's not always blood that makes family.
Good point, Garrett. I really like that. Sometimes it's just a red shirt that says Walgreens on it and a smile. Right? Right?
How do you know about the red shirts
now? I think they have red shirts, right?
It was actually
a wild guess. I didn't actually
The Red Nose Day Charity Fund is why they're...
Is that what it is?
But that's only until May 25th.
No kidding.
We normally, typically, we wear blue.
Oh, it is blue? So I just got lucky.
A little red W on it.
I literally just got lucky.
Oh, my goodness. And also, a shout out to anyone else who's a friend of mine or pen pal, if you've had a chance to listen, I'm here for you. And also, any new listeners, step up to the plate and join the positivity group.
There you go. Or if you can't join the positivity group, you can come to the Monday Afternoon Show and we'll talk about it and I'll give you their contact info. So then you can join the positivity group.
Woo!
All right. And Garrett, do you think we could get Walgreens to put on the Monday Afternoon Show sometime and air it on their radio? I bet that would be kind of hard to do, but who would we have to talk to do that? Can you imagine?
It could be possible to have...
Somebody likes my idea. They like that idea.
Go, Kieran!
Our next guest, ladies and gentlemen, a very dear friend of ours.
So tell me, who would we talk to? Is there a Mr. Walgreen somewhere?
Well, I could inquire our acting manager. His name is Charlie. And or I could inquire some of my coworkers.
Yeah.
As far as promoting Walgreens, I'd have to see if that's acceptable with corporate.
Actually be hard for us to do because we are community radio and we are 100% supported by our listeners for voluntary contributions and we're not allowed to do any advertising. However, maybe Charlie wants to come in for our show sometime and just talk for 5 or 10 minutes, or maybe one of your coworkers does too.
Oh, thank you. I will present
Think about
to
it.
Them. I hope even just mentioning the name is all right.
Oh, sure.
Certainly not doing any advertising, simply stating where I work, per se.
No, you can state where you work and say that you actually greatly, greatly appreciate your coworkers and tell us about it. I'm just not allowed to, as a host, pitch a company.
All right. Because I know a local businessman who runs a transportation company in town. Could he come on?
Tell him to come on the show.
Promote it himself.
And he could talk about what he does. We're not allowed to advertise for him. But he can come in as a resident of Hudson and as a business owner in Hudson and come in and talk about what he does and talk about some issues. Of course. And also,